You're listening to an audio resource from Vineyard Church of the Rockies in Fort Collins, Colorado. We are joining God's mission, transforming all things, and you're invited. To learn more about us and how you can connect, please visit votr.church.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. My name's Natalie. I'm Jeff's wife. I'm one of the pastors here at the Vineyard. And it's just really great to connect and be with you all. I want to welcome everyone on the live stream. I'm glad that we have this opportunity for you to engage with us this morning as well. We're currently in a series called Spiritual Puberty. I feel like you just have to say it like that, puberty. During real life puberty, everything is out of control. Your emotions are hectic, your heart and your mind, they don't always work together. And your body is going through crazy things. It's just really hard to have a handle on reality. But during spiritual puberty, a similar thing happens. You get older, you get more mature. You gain experience and wisdom. You hear more sermons and maybe sprinkle in a few conferences here and there. You are growing spiritually. But at the same time, your physical body is getting older. Things are changing. The stuff that used to excite you might not anymore, and your soul and your spirit aren't always connected, or they're not growing at the same rate, and this can leave you with a similar misunderstanding of your spiritual reality. It's important that we take this week in take a week in this series to talk about the health of our soul and how our emotional and spiritual maturity, they grow together. As we seek to join God's mission and transform all things, we can't forget about our own souls, and we can't ignore the mental health crisis that we are living in. I've never met a spiritually mature person or someone I look up to and admire who elevates their spiritual life to the highest degree but ignores the depths of their soul. When the Bible says soul, it means your mind, will, and emotions. The very essence of your human self. And my hope for our church is that we could be a place where people find healing, wholeness, and ultimately discover their identity in Jesus Christ. An identity that is so grounded, steady, and at peace in Him that it blesses us and heals us from the inside out. Can you imagine a church that could offer true healing to the mental health crisis? Imagine a ministry that didn't just talk about anxiety, but had the power to alleviate it. Imagine God showing up in such a way that people knew that the peace and love that surpasses understanding was real and present in transforming our hearts in the deepest way possible. We need this. We need this more than ever. And part of the reason is our culture is a little out of control. Social media has done a number on our souls. I'm really thankful that when I went through puberty, social media didn't come out. It wasn't around yet. Didn't exist. I would be a little devastated if this photo ever made it on the timeline. So we can show that. That's me. What if that got put on Facebook, you know? It's great. Just stare at it. Braces, glasses, zigzag part if you look really close. For me, I did not have to worry about that as much because Facebook came out while I was in college, and you could only open up an account if you had a college email address, right? So the only people on Facebook were students that were right at your school. Which this was pretty perfect for me because it meant that before I went on my first date with Jeff, I could find his profile, right? I could look at pictures. I could Facebook stalk him, see what he was all about, right? I mean, a profile picture could tell you a lot. And you know what I saw? I saw Surfer Jeff. I don't have that picture to share with you this morning. I know. I'm so sorry. I wish I could find it. It wasn't as bad as some of those puberty pictures that he's been showing recently. He had this long blonde hair. that was blowing in the wind. He had this sly grin on his face. He was standing next to a surfboard, and he was on the beaches, the southern beaches of Portugal. That was his picture, a picture I can remember very, very well.
I got her.
In case you haven't noticed, he's bringing the long hair back. That's a new thing. Oh, well, Facebook started as a really great thing for me. It was great. But then I got a smartphone. How many of you could probably hold up your phone right now? That's right in your pocket, right? These little glowing rectangles began to control my life and my emotions. All of a sudden, people could see and like my pictures or not like my pictures. All of a sudden, I felt a little bit more unsure of myself. If someone didn't comment or like my pictures, I started to make leaps of logic. They didn't like my picture. Do they like me? They probably don't like me. Should I have shared that? What can I share that could get more likes, right? My identity was being impacted by this simple little like or thumbs up button. Facebook and social media turned sour for me. Notifications started to take over my ability to be present with God, with others, and even myself. My awareness of myself even started to shrink. What started as a great way to connect and keep in contact with people, it eventually became a distraction. And our entire culture has been impacted at the deepest levels of our souls. Eventually, we had enough, and both Jeff and I, we deleted our social media because it wasn't worth it anymore. It can be done. The reality is this. We live in an anxious, stressed-out world, and many people's souls, their mind, their will, their emotions, they're fractured and broken. And we need to talk about this as a local church. The main point for this morning is this. God cares deeply about your soul, and we can find transformation through the power, presence, and example of Jesus Christ. One of the primary ways this happens is by knowing and experiencing the God of peace. There's fruit that can be seen in your life when you experience the presence of Jesus. And as we grow, as we journey with Jesus, it's important to know that God not only cares about your spirit, but our souls and bodies as well. He is in the business of transforming all things. The invitation for all of us this morning is to seek the God of peace. Let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. What makes you holy? The God of peace makes you holy. And he doesn't just make you holy in one area of your life. He makes you holy in every way. 1 Thessalonians 5 teaches us that we are body, soul, and spirit, and yet we tend to compartmentalize and section off entire thirds of our growth like they're unrelated. We need to integrate our spiritual health alongside our emotional and physical health. Maybe you need more sleep, like someone going through puberty. Maybe you need emotional healing, like people going through puberty. And maybe you need spiritual depth. Maybe all of these things are more related than we think. Here at the Vineyard, we pray for people's physical bodies to be healed, to be restored. Jesus can bring healing to your bodies. Jesus cares so deeply about your spirit. Your salvation in him is kind of a big deal. In fact, it's the biggest deal. And finding salvation in him, it changes everything. Every Sunday here at the Vineyard, we invite people to give their lives to the Lord for the very first time. If you've never given your life to Jesus, then later on in the service, I'm going to invite you to go all in with him and give your life to him today. This is part of your spirit being transformed and healed. But Jesus also cares about your soul. Body, soul, and spirit. Soul is a dynamic word. It's, like I said, it's often described as your being, your mind, your will, your emotions, the human part of your person. When thinking about your spiritual journey from childhood through puberty and on to maturity, it's important to recognize that God cares about your whole self, and the people who inspire me the most, they want healing for all of it. You can still grow if you only work on your spiritual growth, but you'll grow a little bit lopsided if you don't recognize or acknowledge that you need to seek God for your body and soul as well. You can know plenty of scriptures and still be someone who gets defensive, who feels super insecure, gets aggressive. Maybe you shut down and hide yourself, or any number of things that are keeping you from peace in the Lord. Seek the peace of the Lord that only He can bring, and you will be able to better reflect Jesus to the world around you. And not only that, but your life will be so much more steady. When you know or have experienced the peace of the Lord in your life, there's a groundedness that takes place. The more time you spend with the Lord, the deeper your roots grow, and this impacts your soul and it shapes your identity in Him. Remember, the world is throwing all sorts of broken answers at you to the problems that it created in the first place. Instead, we need to seek the God of peace who will give us heavenly answers to these very earthly problems. If you want to know if seeking the Lord and His peace is working for you, just look for the fruit being produced in your life. Spiritually mature people who seek the God of peace have fruit in their lives that's so tangible that you can see it and you can experience it when you're near them. I'm going to read from the book of Galatians. And while I read it, I want you to pay attention to the differences in this passage. You'll notice them. Galatians 5, 19 through 26. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. That's quite the contrast. Hostility, division, envy, idolatry, and then you have peace, kindness, self-control, and so on. What kind of fruit are you growing? What kind of fruit comes from social media or your favorite news source or any area where you've planted your life? What kind of fruit? I want you to look at these lists from Galatians and think about this. Am I planting my life inside the God of peace and growing fruit that's healthy and whole? Or am I planted somewhere else and growing fruit that turns sour? Take a look at this. Keep looking and also think about this. The average American picks up their phone 96 times a day. 96 times. That can't not impact us. It can't not impact your soul. Imagine your life if you went to the Lord 96 times a day, not your phone. This is a real conversation that might bring some healthy conviction to us this morning. As I said earlier, my hope for us as a local church is to be a place where people might come in with anxiety, but leave filled with the peace and the presence of the Lord going with them. The fruits of the Spirit are emotionally healthy, soul type of words. Maybe you don't have some of those, but that's okay. Continue on the journey. And if you don't know where to start, ask for prayer during ministry time later on in our service. We create space every week for you to receive prayer for whatever's going on in your life. You can join a small group and invite people into those places in your life as well and prioritize your walk with the Lord. I teach a discipleship class every fall called Spiritual Discipleship. Come to this class. Come and join me if you haven't. During our time together, we're going to talk about all the ways that maybe you've been blocked from experiencing fruit in your life. There's space for great conversations as well, and we'll have questions that will help you become aware of ways that you can grow. We'll talk about ways that you can experience a breakthrough in your walk with the Lord. This type of work, it's part of our calling as the local church. Seeking emotional and spiritual health will be one of the greatest ways that we can spread the love of Jesus with our community and our neighbors. When we do this deep soul work, we are joining God's mission of transforming all things. Our entire team, we've been through some serious soul type of work, and we've done it together. We've all experienced a peace from the Lord that doesn't make sense outside of Jesus. God promises a freedom and a lightness to life because of the presence of the Lord in our midst. And it's often found in him through community and by being healed in the depths of our soul. Early on in our marriage, Jeff and I found out that we did conflict very differently. Who do you think might tend to get defensive or shut down? And who do you think might tend to power up and want to be right? In the midst of conflict, I would get defensive and shut down. And it was really hard for me to apologize. I remember times where any conflict would feel like too much for me to handle because I had a really deep fear of hurting anyone, especially Jeff. I struggled even when we disagreed on picking a restaurant. It was pretty bad. This impacted my ability to be transparent and share from a place of love and kindness. I also had this hidden stubbornness. I would hide it until I really believed it, then it came out strong. And that didn't work very well. Living like that robbed my peace. It changed how I related to the Lord and how I showed up with Jeff. It felt safer for me to not bring up hard things, which in the end, it really caused me to distance myself from the very most important relationships in my life. You go back to the Galatians passage, it created division and selfish behavior, not peace, not love, not self-control. And because I'd hold these things in, I experienced anxiety attacks that sometimes were crippling. There were moments when I was short of breath and I had to lay down. I lost track of self and in everyday reality, and Jeff didn't know what to do. This was really early on in our marriage, and it kind of freaked him out, to be honest. The anxiety was so bad that I needed transformation. and healing. And I knew a lot of scriptures. My theology was formed. I spent hours in prayer waiting on the Lord. But knowing the verse, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, it didn't help me with this soul issue. My soul was weak, and I needed to walk through this healing process in community and with the Lord. I had to ask questions like, why was I getting defensive? Why did I hide or shut down? Something was blocking me from experiencing the peace of the Lord and I really needed a breakthrough. Well, what I found out through this deep soul work was that I got defensive and then I would shut down in the midst of conflict because I was afraid that my voice, my thoughts, even my opinions wouldn't be heard. It felt safer to be quiet. I avoided conflict because it felt safer for me to hide than to be known because I was afraid that the real me wouldn't be loved. And I was also afraid of hurting someone with my words. This stems from meanings that I made years before meeting Jeff because of experiences that I had in my past. So for me to receive healing in this area in my life, I needed to seek the God of peace. I needed to experience his peace and his voice over my life. And I also just needed to talk about it with others and with Jeff. Sharing my thoughts, my opinions, my voice, it used to be absolutely terrifying. But the Lord has brought great peace. Here I am. Those anxiety attacks, I haven't had one in over 15 years because real transformation has happened inside my soul. When I started to own and share my weaknesses with others, while I was just sharing and seeking the God of peace, my life started to change. Knowing and experiencing the God of peace, it changed everything. Seek the God of peace, and you will experience fruit in your life. Growing from a spiritual infant to a spiritually mature adult, you first need to seek the God of peace. If you're not experiencing any fruit in your life, come and join me for my class. Let's discover together what might be blocking you from receiving his fruit in your life. Now, let me emphasize this again. Jesus invites you to seek healing and transformation for all things. He is in the business of transforming all things. So let's join him in his mission. You can't be a spiritually mature adult without being an emotionally mature adult. Spiritual and emotional health go hand in hand. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 again. Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Your spirit, soul, and body matter to Jesus, and he is ready and willing to bring healing to all things. Don't settle for what the world has to offer. You might have grown up being told, this is just who I am. Or you'll always be this way. This is the hand you've been dealt. Or maybe you've said, I'm too old. This is just the way that I am. There is no better time than now. God doesn't discriminate against age when it comes to healing and transformation. There have been times in my life where I was solely focused on the discipleship of my spirit to the detriment of the discipleship of my soul. And many of us, we have a ceiling on our spiritual maturity, not because our spirits are weak, but because our souls are broken and we don't realize that they need to grow together. There are just some things in life where listening to another sermon, memorizing another scripture verse, fasting again and again and again won't heal your soul. You need a different, deeper, and more thorough kind of work. There's an invitation for all of us to know Jesus in a deeper way. Caring for your soul is a part of a discipleship journey that the Lord is inviting you to take with him. Seek the Lord experience a peace that only he can bring. Pay attention. Pay attention to what kind of fruit you're producing. And seek healing and transformation of all things. We can't put limits on our limitless God. If you don't seek out holistic healing from the Lord, your spiritual maturity will hit a ceiling. The Lord has so much more for your life than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. So join him. Join his mission in the transformation of all things, including your soul. I'm going to close by reading this prayer over you this morning. It's straight from the scriptures. It's beautiful. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. My favorite part about this whole passage, I just love when it says, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. There's so much steadiness. There's so much steadiness with Jesus. Seek him with all that you have and experience his peace in your life today. Let's pray.